Put your fucking seatbelt on! What a way to come into an episode. Welcome back. We're having a few technical difficulties here in the mobile Earn Your Hunt podcast studio. We got it fixed though, folks. God, I feel like fucking hammered shit right now. Fuck. I'm tired. I'm whiny. I'm whining. What else is new, right? God, okay, I gotta go through these few stories before I forget them. I got up this morning and, it's daylight savings time, even though you wouldn't fucking know it, because it's like 20 degrees, and my phone says it feels like 2, and it does. It's fucking cold. The wind's blowing. Sucks. And, anyway, I was sitting on the shitter, like I do in the mornings, browsing Instagram, which I'm trying to fucking stop that. I think I'm going to start reading on the shitter. I fucking look at Instagram and I fucking hate it. I hate it. Every time I do, I die a little inside. Anyway, that's not the story. I die a little inside until I see something like this. It just makes me fucking laugh. I was watching, I came across something. A clip that somebody, motivational things that David Goggins, you know, and he's out there running with his shirt off and gleaming in the sun. And he's talking about this email he got from this guy. And the guy's like, I want to get up early. I want to go to the gym. How do I make myself do it? And he's like, I shouldn't even try to do the voice, but he's like, when I was 24, I had the same condition. So I studied it. I went over it. I looked at it. I got books. I read up on it. Turns out, I was being a bitch. I hadn't heard that one. Oh, God. And it's typical him. He's always saying shit like that. But I was being a bitch. Or I was... I don't know. Anyway. It just made me laugh, folks. And now, it actually, I've been thinking about it all morning. Because I'm like, my back hurts. My legs hurt. I did leg day 2 days ago. And then yesterday, I got up and ran. And then I went and worked all day on a Saturday. Oh, God. What a bitch, you know? Just fucking go. Now I'm up. The family's gone. They went to my in-laws, so I got the house to myself. Yeah, I could be sleeping in, living it up, but I decided to get up early, which wasn't that early. I got up at 6, which was 5, so that's normal time, and go out here and do a little scouting, do a little looking for some turkeys, set up some blinds. Couple weeks away, even though you wouldn't know it, it's fucking freezing out. Anyway, I gotta go. Okay, but I had a dream last night, and I probably shouldn't share this, but it's fucking kind of funny. I thought it was funny. You probably won't. And I didn't even remember that I had it, but I was thinking about it this morning. And something popped up. I was thinking about it. So in my dream, me and my brothers were younger, like high school age, and we're in the house, and absolutely no fucking idea why, but Jocko is like there, and I don't know what the fuck he's doing there, but he's there, and we're all like cooking, and I was telling him about my diet, you know, And he's just giving me that look that he always has. Like, I'm going to fucking... Like, he's lighting you on fire with his eyes. And I'm explaining to him how I'm eating right now for my diet. And he's like, you eat sugar? You eat cookies? I don't know. It was... I don't even know why. It's probably my subconscious telling me that I need to stop. It is, actually. Last night, I went overboard, and I feel guilty about it. My wife made fucking scotcheroos before she left. A whole pan of them. And if you listen to my episodes back in December, you know how much I like those fucking things. And if you don't know what a scotcheroo is, it's like a peanut butter Rice Krispie bar with fucking... maple chocolate on top. It's like the greatest thing in the fucking world. She made those and left them on the goddamn counter, that goddamn bitch. And then she bought fucking like 6 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, which she's on the diet too, and she can moderate herself. I'm like, I'll eat the whole fucking pan. So she left all that shit there. I didn't do too bad, but I didn't do great. I was like, fuck, I got like 22,000 steps today. I worked out, and then I went and worked hard pulling that wire. I was, fuck, I could eat whatever I want. So I did, and tracked it. Like, fucking, I ended up at like 3,200 calories. I know I burn at least that, so it's just a mute day, but felt bad about it. So I had a dream about Jocko. I don't know what the fuck I was doing at one point in the dream, but I was cooking, or I was making a dessert or something. maybe it was I got these chocolate rice cakes. This is how I diet, folks. I got these chocolate rice cakes. They're like 60 calories or 50 calories a piece. And then I put on peanut butter on top of them, as little as possible. And then drizzle some honey on top. That's my healthy snack now and then. So maybe that's what I was making. And he's like over my shoulder. And I just kind of turn my head real slow and look him in the eye. And he's just like shakes his head and walks off. And I think that's when I woke up feeling terrible about myself. All right. Enough about that. I think I'm watching too much social media. Absolutely I am. I shouldn't say I think. I know I am. It's a fucking problem, folks. I'm going to try to wean myself back a little bit on that shit. But it's hard. Because I think I'm having too many dreams about these fucking... these podcasters and these influencers and shit. You know? I've had a few about Joe Rogan. It's always the same with him. I'm on the podcast. Yeah, right. And, he's talking about elk hunting, and he's just saying a bunch of shit that I don't think is right, but I'm just giving him that big old smile. It's just like everybody else and fucking going along with it. Jesus Christ, did you listen to this fucking last guy? I like Joe. I listen to his podcast. It's interesting. I usually like the ones that are like talking about aliens or some interesting fuck. I never thought in a million years I'd listen to talk radio. Fucking million years. But I like the ones that are like, probably that would be boring, you know, about history, or somebody that knows something about, like, that really knows something about something. I enjoy those ones. But anyway, this guy, he just had this fucking... this ex-football player on. I don't remember his name. And it wasn't like I seeked it out. That's not the right word, but it's not like I looked for this guy. I don't even know who the fuck he is. It just, I was listening to a podcast. It ended. Then he came. I think I was listening to Russell Brand. That guy's fucking interesting. Plus he talks. Oh, fuck, I can't do it. Anyway, he's got that accent. And so it just went to this guy. And then I heard he was talking about bow hunting. I was like, all right, I'll listen to it. Holy shit. What is it with all these fucking, like, half famous, not half, like, not even half famous. Like, who the fuck knows who some D lineman for whoever is? I mean, yeah, obviously he's more famous than me. And I'm not making fun of the guy. Well, I am. I actually am. 100%. Maybe you can come out here with Aaron and beat me up. Because he talked about Kifaru. And that he's going hunting with Aaron in 2024. Good luck, sir. If Aaron told you he's going hunting with you in 2 years, holy fuck. If you're I don't know. If it ain't the fucking day and you're on the plane with him, that's a fucking toss-up. But anyway. But goddamn it. What the fuck is with all... I like that people... I'm okay with onset hunters, okay? I'm okay with it. But when you get on a fucking podcast full of... That's millions of people are listening to. Sorry, it's hot in here. Millions of people are listening to. And mostly... And a lot of non-hunters. And you start spouting off a bunch of shit. It's fucking... Sounds like to a... I don't know. I don't proclaim to be an expert hunter at all. Because I'm not. But you start spewing a bunch of shit that just makes me want to fucking... I'm just yelling at the podcast in my head. Like, what the fuck? That ain't right. Like, he was talking about, lion hunting. He's like, yeah, we went up to... You know, we started at 9,000 feet, went up to 11,000 feet. We went back and forth and ended up, you know, Alex up at the top of the hill. He's at 9,000 feet. I crawled up there to him, shot this cat. He's 220 pounds, biggest cat ever. And maybe the cat was, I don't know. Like, I just listened to a biologist or maybe what the fuck. Maybe it was Steve Renault. I don't know who the fuck it was. But somebody was talking about how cats, like, the biggest they get is, like, one... I don't know. I shouldn't even say anything. Because I'm doing the same thing he did. I'm just making this shit up. But they fucking took the cat... They took the meat and the hide off the cat. And then weighed that. And then made a deduction of how much it weighed. Maybe he's right. But... You didn't fucking hike back and forth between 9,000 and 11,000 feet, I don't think. I don't know. Just go listen to it. That part may be true. Fuck, I don't know. But these non-hunters are getting quite the... I don't know. Just certain little things that are said about something or about gear... like Rogan, he'll go into how you sight in a bow, and he's talking about one specific sight. Like, you gotta get online and print out the, he's talking about, a slider. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? So now every human on earth's like, all you gotta do is get online, and then you just type in your this, and then it gives you this, and then you just put it on your bow, and you just shoot it. Like, there's, like, fucking, what? All right. Enough about that. Sorry, Rogan, if you're listening out there, I apologize. Just in case you want to have me on and talk about some nonsense. Okay? Because I'm willing. Oh, God. All right. Yeah, all right. Turkey season. It's coming. Actually, probably by the time you listen to this, it's here for me. Well, that's not true. Let's see. I got one more week. I got next week. And then I'm headed to Florida to hunt. How much do you hate when I say Florida like that? Jesus. I hate it. Hurt my ears. Yeah, I'm headed to Florida. I'm going after the Osceola turkey. And we're going to do some other cool shit. My buddy Garrett. We're going to... I don't know what else we're going to do, but... I'm flying out there for a week. It's going to be fun because it's still cold as fuck here. It says 16 degrees on my dash. Snow everywhere. Shitty. I earned my hunt yesterday. I got after it. It's a big project we're working on. It's in Scott's Bluff, which is an hour and a half away from me. But it's an HVAC remodel. We had to pull a shitload of a big wire. Fairly big wire. 250 MCM. If you're an electrician, you're probably like, that ain't big wire. Fuck, we just pulled 1,200 feet, 1,100 MCM fucking... You big ass pussy. Well, here's the thing, you cunt. I'm not a big crew. And I'm a cheap ass. So we actually pull it. We don't have a tugger. Because I ain't buying that shit. I look at those pulling days as workout. Extra workout days. Because that's who I is. And that's who I am. That's what I do. Oh my God, why do you listen to this shit? Yeah. So, where the fuck was I? Oh, yeah. Pulling wire. Yeah, we had to run. We had two poles. Well, they're technically two poles. One was near 400 feet. Split up. I mean, I had some junctions and some help, you know. I had some corners to help out. But... it was four 250s and then four aughts. So not terrible. Went pretty good. But I feel tired. God, Jake. But I'm glad to have that done. Now that that's done, I can bill it out. All that wire. And then, go hunting, yeah. Looking forward to spring showing up. Jesus Christ, how many times am I going to say that on this podcast? It needs to get here so I can... once this shit goes away, my phone has been pretty well dead all winter long. But the minute... There's a bunch of deer. The minute it... Holy fuck! That is a shitload of deer. I'm going to kill the podcast and film this. Hang on. All right, I'm back. Holy shit, that was a ton of whitetails. All right, well, anyway, I needed to stop this podcast regardless because I'm just pulling up here and I'm fucking late, of course, which doesn't really matter because I am just kind of looking. Mostly, I know where the turkeys roost. I know kind of where they go. I know where I'm going to set up pretty much. But mostly, I just wanted to come out and just get out of the house for the morning so I didn't eat 15,000 more calories worth of scotcheroos. All right, well, I'll keep jumping on here off and on and talking about nonsense. Because we gotta keep this thing going. All right. Wow. The radio has no idea. Radio, that's pretty mellow for what how I'm feeling right now. Oh, it's just been a bit of a clusterfuck the last couple days. If you follow me on Instagram, you possibly saw the what I've come to describe as pulling a Bomar. Oh, fuck. Me and my old man wanted to get one more trip out on the ice. And honestly, up until today, which is, we went fishing yesterday, and this weekend, it's been crazy cold. When I went out to set up turkey blinds this last weekend, it was like, I don't know, it was like 18 degrees. No, it was 12 degrees, and it felt like 2 degrees. The wind chill was 2 degrees both days. It didn't even get above freezing this weekend, and it's been cold. I mean, anyway, doesn't matter. I wasn't real worried about the fucking ice, to be honest with you. I mean, it's been super thick, 18 inches deep. You know, I felt pretty good about it. I might have been a little wrong. I dropped the old four-wheeler in the drink, in the pond, not in the middle of it. It was still good. We still had a great trip. And honestly, when we went out, the edges were fine. Everything was good. We went out on the ice, got set up, spent all day, caught quite a few fish. We ended up keeping 7 walleyes. Anyway, so then we decided to call her a day. Had to get home, pick up the kids, and get dinner made. You know, do that whole evening routine. And so we're coming across. And see, they've been dumping water. This is the problem. It's not the weather. It's they've been dumping water in that thing. And I don't know. We were coming across the ice towards where we parked. And there's some pretty good sized cracks, and I don't mean like surface cracks, I mean fucking cracks. I mean, the ice looked a little bit, it was getting a little dark, you know. I mean, it was getting a little rotten, if you will, but it was still good. We drilled holes. I mean, shit, the ice is still a foot thick. But we had deemed it our last trip. We were kind of looking at the ice. We're like, it ain't going to last long. I mean, we felt good about today. Or yesterday, I guess. Anyway, we're coming across, getting closer to the edge in this little bay where we were coming through. And it's right by the inlet there. And nothing was moving on us. It wasn't like those big cracks, you know, you drive over. I stayed away from it, actually, until the very end, until I got close to the edge. I knew, I mean, the edge is only, I mean, you know, 40 feet out, maybe in a stretch, I don't know, but quite a ways out. God, Jesus, the mud. I'm gonna get stuck here, so let me get through this, and I'll get back to, God, what a fucking mess this is. I fucking hate this. It's been a goddamn mess. All this snow and fucking moisture, and it's not even doing any good. It's just fucking running into the roads and causing them to be just fucking miserable. Anyway, so we're coming across. We probably get within, I don't know, we're probably 15, 20 feet from the edge. It was at least, I might have been farther than that. It might have been like 20 yards from the edge, actually. 15, 20 yards. That sounds better. And I knew it wasn't. Anyway, it was, I saw it happening. I saw it just started coming apart. And I tried to kind of floor it. Of course, I got the sled on the back. And my old man sitting on the fucking rear of the four-wheeler. We just dunked it. We just fucking dropped her in. Yeah. Again, like I said, I mean, we didn't go, it wasn't like the four-wheeler was fully submerged. And it was kind of up on, the front end was kind of up on a little chunk of ice that it broke through. So it was kind of up at an angle. I mean, the back end was pretty low in the water. And I jumped off on a what was an iceberg at the time. And didn't even get wet. My old man got a little wet on, you know, his up to maybe his shin. And so then we're trying to figure out what the fuck we're going to do. And I had the bright idea I was going to jump in and unhook the back. I wasn't going to jump in. That's not what I was going to do. I was going to go on the edge of the ice and get the sled unhooked so that I could. And I thought I was going to do this without getting wet. That's how stupid I was. I was fucking Josh Bomard the fuck out of this. Anyway, so I get out there on the edge and it fucking breaks and I go to my dick, you know. If you didn't know, mine's pretty small, so it went all the way to my waist. It was definitely small at that point. That fucking water was cold. I was ice plunging, folks. For all you fucking hardcore ice plungers out there, I do it the hardcore way. I fucking put my four-wheeler in the lake, and then I crawl in the water, and I get it out of the lake. That's how I do, because I'm fucking tougher than you. Jesus. How fucking stupid you gotta be. Anyway. So now I'm soaking wet. I got my muck boots are just full of fucking water. I mean, full of water. And I don't know. There was no getting it out, no driving it out. There was still, you know, 25 feet or yards to go to the shore. Full of ice, fairly good sized bergs, if you will. So I went over, got the pickup. And I have quite a few. I had two tow ropes and quite a few straps. And we made a hell of a fucking. It looked like, you know, those old school. Those old school videos and shit where, like, kids would sneak out of the second story bedroom using clothes they tied together. That's what this fucking looked like. Ratchet strap upon ratchet strap upon ratchet strap to the shore. It was, it might have been farther out than I even said. It might have been like 30 yards. I don't know, but we backed up the truck. I was able to get enough ratchet straps and hook onto my truck. And thank God the edges were a little bit not wet or weak. I mean, we weren't in any mud, at least. That was solid. That was good. And my old man, I go to my dad, and I wish you guys knew how my dad was. You think I'm a grumpy fucker. My old man puts me to shame. Anyway, I look at him, I'm like, you want to go out on the ice and watch this, or do you want to go get in the truck and drive? Course, he's like, I'll drive. So I go out on the ice. He starts kind of tugging. All it's doing is kind of pulling it under, pulling it up against the iceberg. And so I jump in the water, fucking freezing. I lift up as hard as I can on the four-wheeler and get the, like, one wheel up on the ice. And then I jump up there, and I'm like lifting up on the four-wheeler to get it up as he pulls, and the fucking strap breaks. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And it slumps back in, but one wheel stays up. So he backs back up. We get the, he comes out on the ice, and I jump in the water, and I shove as hard as I can, and he pulls, and we get both wheels up on the ice. But they're just barely up there. So I crawl out, and we're standing on this fucking iceberg, and it's like, at any minute, it could probably break. I mean, the edges can break. It's not, obviously, it's not solid ice. So I got a hold of this fucker, and I'm just holding as hard as I can. And my old man's going back there, and he's hooking up hooking back up, and it's just easing its way back into the water. I'm like, I have no idea. To be honest, I have no idea how me and my dad didn't try to kill each other. The other day, we were on the ice, and we were trying to get by. I got this little float thing that I use to kind of tether my ice house down when it's windy. And we were trying to get that out, and you got to kind of like kick it down where it pops back up through the hole in the ice. And he's trying to help me and just pissing me off. I'm like, get the fuck away from me. And he's like, fuck you. My kids are over there learning horrible language. I'm like, oh my God. But somehow, some way, we didn't fight. Actually, I have no idea. I was laughing. I mean, I wasn't even mad about it. I was just like, this is hilarious. No clue. You know, that's pretty against my personality, but we did not fight, and I'm holding this thing. I did kind of yell, I'm like, you're going to have to go soon. And he jumped in and started pulling. Probably dangerous as fuck, too, with all that shit. I mean, who, you know, one of them ratchet straps breaks and fucking hurls one of those S-hooks at my head, and I'm fucking, just bury me under the ice. Fuck it, you know. But it pulled up nice, got up on the ice. I jumped up on it and kind of rode it. It broke. It just kept breaking through and kind of pulled it through. Anyway, we got her out. We got her out and towed it over, dropped it off, and then went back and I waded in the water and got my ice out. That's nice. They float. So that was cool. None of my shit, you know, sank there. Of course, I did lose my fucking drill and a battery. Might have to go back and find those this summer. That's the only thing that popped out of the buckets is my goddamn work drill, my Milwaukee, which I wasn't even that mad about that. You can buy a drill for like $80, just bare tool. But I lost two good fucking batteries and one of the big ones. One of those 5 amp hour fucking like $800 batteries. It's not 800, but I mean, I think they're like three. Ah, fuck, it pisses me off. I'm sure if Game and Fish is listening, I got him. I got him back out of there. I looked for him hard, like with my foot. I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. I have no idea if it got sucked under with them putting water in there. The water, I don't know. Like that sounds stupid. They sucked under, but I wasn't going to submerge my head and look in that murky shit ass water. I couldn't feel them, couldn't find them. Maybe I'll find them this summer, and of course they'll be fucked, but I'll be over there hunting fish with the bow. I'll be over there carp fishing. Fuck. So anyway, that was a clusterfuck. So today I left it over there and left the four-wheeler there because I was afraid to start it. Called my buddy. He said, well, just check the oil and air filter. Water didn't get high enough, I don't think, to get in any of that. So it seems fine. Fired right up today when I went back to grab it and take it back and check it over good, make sure. But so it could have been worse. And I did say something, I did post about it and said that I pulled a Bomar or whatever, and I had a slew of people say, nah, you'd had to start it on fire first or this or that. Anyway, oh God, sometimes you just gotta pay that dumbass tax. That's just the way it is. You do shit and it's gonna bite you in the ass, you know? I'm glad it didn't happen in the middle of the lake. Again, when we went out on the ice, it was good. It was cold. And we drilled holes and it was still thick. But for whatever reason, wasn't that warm yesterday? I mean, it only got to like maybe mid 40s. but that, I'm pretty sure with the sun shining and that water, I think that water being pumped in there was just eating away at the bottom of it, you know, and just, and as it rose, I think it was just giving it, those edges were just a lot weaker, because those icebergs were probably only like 4 inches fucking thick, you know, there towards the edge. But anyway, all I can say is, if you're a local, don't go to that lake, because you know what lake I'm talking about. Anywho, fucking locals don't listen to this. That's why I'm telling, that's why I said I caught the fish I caught, because I didn't want to, if I thought a ton of locals listen to this, I wouldn't fucking say that shit. Go fuck yourselves. And then today's been a clusterfuck as well. The reason I was fishing yesterday was Monday. Reason I was fishing yesterday is we're out of fucking work to do. Because the winter's still holding on. Today is supposed to be 60 degrees and windy as fuck. Tomorrow is supposed to be the same. And then some snow on Thursday. I don't know. It just will not let us go. But, again, I'm going to Florida next week hunting, and this week I'm just kind of piddle fucking trying to get some stuff done. The guys are working, but we're about out of shit to do for right now. We got some shit coming up for sure, but just kind of a week of doing whatever. So I was like, I'll go fishing one last time and then, you know, clean up stuff. And so that's what I've been doing today. Of course, cleaning up has been a lot more of a pain in the ass now that I had to clean all our shit and untie all my fucking ratchet straps and put them all away. Whine, bitch, I know. that's not even the frustrating part. I know I keep talking about it, but it's either engineers or the power company that's pissed me off. I mean, you just gotta, fuck. It's just the bureaucracy behind all the shit that we have to do just to put a fucking generator plug in or a whatever. That's what we're doing right now. We had an outage. Power company went down for like 3 hours at one point early this summer or winter before it got bad. And I've just been overrun with people wanting generators. And I don't blame them because I'm the same way. We're doing my house too. But the clusterfuck of paperwork you got to do. A customer's got to fill out this form with you know, load and what are you adding and what are you doing. I know I've bitched about this before, but I'm doing it again. And then the fucking, then we got to get a permit and it has to be, you know, it has to be signed off on by the inspector before they'll turn it back on. I'm like, this is a house somebody lives in. We have to do this all in one day. We have to do all the work and then deal with all your guys' bullshit. Fuck off. I'm a licensed fucking electrician. I'm not gonna not get the permit and all the, and get it inspected. It's not gonna happen. You know, I'm not gonna risk my fucking license. You guys are just pissing me off. You know, I could see if it was a fucking homeowner, but these guys are up my ass. And I'm like, you motherfuckers, I've been working with you for 20 fucking years. That's not true. But at least 15. I've been a fucking electrician for 15 years. And I've been dealing with the same guys for the same. I mean, they've been, it's driving me nuts. Anyway, I'm calm. Anyway, it's my daughter's birthday, and that's exciting. I'm excited. She's excited. She's having a good time. We got up this morning. I worked out, just so you know, whatever. You know, whatever I did. Worked out, and then the kids are obsessed with shooting right now. My son especially. My daughter's not quite as obsessed, but she still wants to do it. It was the first nice morning in fucking months, and it was only as the temperature said 34 degrees, but it felt warmer. I think that sun, no wind, it just felt good. So we went out to shoot. My daughter shot her crossbow a couple times, and the kids, and then they, you know, enter back and forth with the crossbow and then the stick bow. So you fucking guys can calm down. She shot a real bow. It's okay. You don't have to bitch about it. You fucking douchebags. But yeah, we getting practiced up because next week I fly to again. I keep it reiterating. I'm going to Florida. Getting the fuck out of this winter wonderland for a week. And then as soon as I get back, it's turkey season here. And I'm just going to... I'm hoping to get my daughter her turkey. My wife her turkey. Maybe fill my tags. And basically just be chilling and working and waiting for fishing season. You know, I'm going to travel a little bit and hunt turkeys maybe a little bit. And then maybe some exotics. I got to put some sort of an exotic in my... Maybe a Neil guy, maybe an Axis deer, no clue. But I want to put some meat in the freezer. And then it's bears. So no rest for the weary. God is... I love these fucking guys now. Now that whenever, and most people don't send me the must be nice unless it's a joke, because I've fucking harped on it enough that it's just, people don't do it. But I still get it now and then, and I'm just like, yeah, it is fucking nice. It is fucking nice to have worked my ass off to get to the point where right now I do what needs to be done. If we need to work Saturday, that's what we do. Like last Saturday, if we get a big job that's worth the fucking, you know, I'm not gonna just go work my dick in the dirt for fucking 10 cents an hour. That ain't what I'm gonna do. I'm just done with that shit. Like I've passed that stage. I've done that, been there, fucking done that shit. And when you start a business, that's basically what you're doing. You're taking every fucking job you can find. You're, you know, fucking do you clean toilets? Yes ma'am, we sure fucking do. How much you charge? 25 cents an hour? I don't know, that's a little stiff. Well, how about 10? How about I just do it for free? Is that cool? That's how you are in the beginning. And then you work your way up. You fucking put in the time. And then you've earned the fact to... then you've earned it to not slack off. I don't slack off. You know, I always am doing something productive. Is it always making me money? Fuck no. But I'm going to do something. You know, we're always moving forward with the crew, and that's the fucking goal, is to get to a point where if you feel financially strong enough that if work gets a little light, you can go do what you want to do and not think the fucking bank's coming for your house. Get the fucking bank out of your life, other than you putting money in it. That's what the bank is supposed to be for, not borrowing a bunch of goddamn money all the time. All right. I'll shut the fuck up for a few minutes. I might jump back on here. But, you know, honestly, probably not. So if I don't, then you know what to do.